Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include, Drotty is back, Killian's 2017 race schedule, and You Are Madness Elite 8. The world met Noah Drotty at last summer's final of the Olympic Trials 10K. He was introduced as the beer-drinking, mustached hero who crashed the race, after his long locks and hipster sunglasses made him appear out of place. Hey, what's wrong with that look? Wink. Drotty became an instant meme, and Let's Run message boards as well as Twitter took a particular liking to his laid-back style and vibe. But Drotty had something to prove after his abysmal performance, going up against the likes of Galen Rupp and Ben True. Some even started the hashtag, Drotty2016 Make Rio Great Again. This modern-day hero fell off the radar, but made a strong statement at this past week's NYC Half Marathon, where he placed 7th overall in 61:48. That's 4:43 pace for 13.1 miles. That puts him at 25th all-time, and within 28 seconds of Galen Rupp's PR. So much for the beer mile. These guys are going beyond the marathon in UK's Beer Ultra, where competitors down 11 beers over the course of a 50-kilometer course. Want a chance to join? Hurry! Spots are going quick for the July 22nd summer edition in Wales. Killian Jornet released his 2017 race schedule with two parts: personal projects, represented by a heart, and trail running, represented by a stick figure running across quicksand. It appears Jornet will be heading back to Summit Everest, likely in his build-up for his third return to the Hard Rock 100 in Colorado. His other personal project will be the Bob Graham Round, which has been gaining popularity recently, with the likes of Scott Jurek and Ricky Gates both running it. His other trail runs will include a long-awaited return to UTMB at the end of the summer, where he will face off against, likely, the single most competitive ultra ever anywhere, period, end of story. But seriously, we always say that, but come on, guys! Killian, Walmsley, Sage, Luis Alberto, Francois Dehaene, Xavier Thevenard, Miguel Harris, Debo, Toefel, Jedden Ninnis, Pal Capel, Dave Laney, Andrew Simmons, Tim Tollefson, Diedrich Hermansson, Andrew Miller. Damn, son, pretty sure this race will break ultra running forever. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but yes, we will be out there covering this year's race. Could you imagine running a sub-3-hour marathon over the span of 41 years? Well, Blake Wood just did that and set a new record en route. This Barkley Marathon's finisher is now 58 and just ran a 2:58 at the Modesto Marathon Sunday. He ran his first sub-3 back in 1975. Also making news at the Modesto Marathon are two cheats. A pair of race bandits made fake race bibs and ran the marathon distance together. Take note, Ultralandia, these two also have run quite a few ultra and trail runs in the Bay Area. Meet Alicia Plancarte and Dagoberto Calderon. According to Running Flat Radio, these two laughed when confronted, saying they do this all the time. Are you kidding me? What say you, Bay Area ultra running companies? Seems like these two run your races quite a bit, according to ultra signup results for Alicia. Dagoberto's name is suspiciously missing from that entire website, but I'm assuming they already are on to his tactics. Consider yourselves warned, and just ban them forever. Most disconcerting about this entire story is their unwillingness to admit their fault or apologize. It seems their plan is to continue to defraud races and our sport. In Grand Slam of Ultra Running news, after Leadville's recent announcement of no longer guaranteeing Slammer's entry, they quietly added back Old Dominion as an option beginning this summer. There are currently 17 entrants in this year's Slam, according to the Run 100's website, including just one woman, Karen Bonet Natraj, and one international runner, Zhao Lin Wang from China. Last year, 19 finished. In fashion this week, a runner finished the entire NYC half marathon wearing a button-down suit. Kudos to this guy, who finished in a supposed record time of 1:11:36. Impressive considering he made the accompanying bet just 10 days prior to race day. In a first-of-its-kind type of program, Salomon is launching an athlete drug testing program debuting this year. In an effort to advance the idea of clean sport, Salomon will be submitting 16 of its athletes to to a randomized drug testing pool during 2017. Further, they will publish all drug test results within 30 days for complete transparency. This may be the first step towards a true effort by a brand to legitimize the clean sport movement. Kudos to you, Solomon. Athletes will be subject to the court's testing standards. A list of the 16 athletes is not yet publicly available. Zach Miller thanked his prior sponsor Nike for their support over the past couple years with an Instagram post, hinting that he has finally signed a new deal. He has yet to announce anything, but curious that the photo he used to make this posting does have the Hoka One One logo on the race bib. We are now down to the Elite Eight in UR Madness, and things are really heating up. By the time this show goes live, the Final Four will be announced, but this is the information we have at this time. Come on, Archie, why the delay? Billy Yang ousted Lord Balls with his trailer for the upcoming 2017 flick, From Squirrel to Nipburn, featuring Lord Balls himself. Jen Benna got me good with a prediction that I won't last half a lap at this weekend's Barkley, and I'll need to hitch out. Paddy O'Leary proves Pop-Tarts aren't that great to the Irish as he advances past Omelia Boone, who at least still has her favorite breakfast food to keep her company. Tim Tollefson channels his inner fashion sense to advance past the Ginger Runner, and Lewis Taylor knocks out the morphed Patterson Runs, Ash Runs 100s account, which is likely to disappear in the Twitter dark hole after being knocked out of the tourney. I'm a bit lost on the rest, but also advancing is Bisp So Hot over Pam Smith, Yeti Runners, and Clint Likes Beer. Stay tuned for Final Four updates. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or if you have more details of the Modesto Bandits, tweet us at Mountain Outpost. Have a shitty week.